Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. T.O. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. T.M. Frozen jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world? It's your boy, Vic XL. This is the Riding Dirty Show. We bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. Got to say one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM, Atlanta, Georgia. Please check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com. We partnered up with Live365.com last year, and we launched our very own media-based tracking internet radio station, all right? Ride 95. Now, real quick, let me let you know how to access Ride 95. All you got to do is go to live365.com. Once you go to live365.com, go to the search engine. Once you're in the search engine, you're going to type in Ride 95. That's R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5. All right? Click on that station logo. And once you see that station logo, you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right, now, if you want to check us out via your mobile device, it's also just as easy. All you got to do is download the Live 365 app. Once you download the Live 365 app, then you'll go to the search engine, click on that station logo, and again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, man. Gotta say one time for our sponsors, the good people over at LiquorLollipops.com, Hunter Band Run Luxury Clothing Company, Mary Sweet Treats, L. Cornell Michelada Mix, and J. Lawson Music Group. All right? Okay. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I got to say one time for everybody. Y'all know we're going through a major gas crisis right now. Look, y'all just be safe. Don't nobody get hurt out there. Don't be stealing no gas. And just go where you got to go and get back. All right? All right, man. Let's just behave accordingly and be on our best behavior, again, for no one gets hurt. All right? Again, this is Vic XL, the Riding Dirty Show. We bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. This is the platform for people with a story. This is a place where if you're trying to change the world, whether it's through arts, entertainment, entrepreneurship, religion, anything, if you're just a downright good person trying to change the world and make this a better place, then this is the place for you to tell your story. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight is no different than any other night on the Riding Dirty Show. So welcome to the Riding Dirty platform, Miss Kiana. How you doing tonight, ma'am?
Good. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. I say that correctly?
Yes, you did. I'm impressed. You absolutely did.
All right. Look, a lot of times being, you know, I'm a down south country boy. I will tear your name up.
You did good, though. You did good. You really did.
All right, I'm so shocked. Look, let's Let's get into it, man. The first thing I always like to do is thank everyone for coming on the show. I'm very humbled, and I'm very blessed for you to actually give us, you know, a few moments of your time just to explore your life and talk about your career and what you got going on. So thank you.
No, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you guys for listening.
All right, so look, let's get into it. Let the world know, first and foremost, where is Miss Kiana? Where are you from, and what was your introduction to the music?
Okay, I'm from Springfield, Massachusetts, and my introduction was actually battle rapping and listening to my mother play the message, like over and over on them big boom, them big stereos, like the wooden consoles back in the day. Like I'm talking about back in the day, 1970s. So listening to that, that's what my introduction was.
All right, so you remember the message, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Right, exactly. That's what my mother, she played that over and over. You remember those big wooden consoles, those stereos that used to boom?
Yes.
The big wooden,
yes.
Right. There you go.
All right, now, growing up listening to the message and obviously listening to the old school and the legendary greats of hip-hop, when did you realize that you actually had a talent that you could pursue it yourself?
When I would go to house parties and I would battle rap, and, you know, back in that day, females really wasn't doing it besides Roxanne Shanté, you know, but, you know, regular, you know, females, non-celebrity females weren't really rapping. So when I was, you know, beating guys, and other guys would say, ooh, you know, she got you. That's when I realized. And people would say, oh, you need to rap. I mean, people were always saying that. I knew I had something.
Okay. All right, now, what was those experiences like battle rapping?
The experience, it was, I can't even describe being on the mic. It's just, it was really exhilarating being able to beat guys. I'm just going to keep it real. You know, me being a female, and females are not taken seriously. They're not really in rap. It's still like that now. You know, so to beat a guy, you know, to beat a man and get taken seriously as a female rapper, that was just all the inspiration for me.
Okay. All right. Who are some of your influences? Like, who are some of the people that you definitely grew up enjoying and people that made you want to, you know, actually become an artist?
Roxanne Shanté, Eric B. and Rakim. Big Daddy Kane, Bismarck. So those were all the people that I listened to. You had Salt and Pepper. You know, those were all the artists. They were just hardcore to me. They just were raw.
All right, now, you definitely are, you're from Massachusetts, up on the East Coast.
Yeah.
What's it like growing up on the East Coast where hip-hop was born?
It was, wow. All I can say is wow. It's like, if you see that movie Brown Sugar with Sanaa Lathan, it was like that. It was just, you seen everything. You seen breakdancing. Then you seen DJs, maybe at a party. Then you have block parties back then. Then you seen people writing graffiti. So it was all the hip-hop culture. That's what you saw in where I'm from, Springfield. You saw somebody battle rapping like at a minute's notice. It was just all hip hop. I just loved it. You'd have flyers for parties, you know, on the weekends. It was everything. It was everything.
All right, now back
then
to the battle rapping.
The vinyl. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Then you had your vinyl, your record.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, now back to battle rapping, like. When you was battle rapping with the guys, like, how complicated, how hard was that? Because I know, like, I'm a big fan of battle rap now. Now, battle rap now is a lot different than it was back then. But, like, how hard was it going up against the guys? How often did they use your gender against you?
It would be quite often. Like I said, back then, there weren't any females, you know, really battle rapping. You know, so that's what I think. As a female, I had to go twice as hard. I really did. I had to go twice as hard as the guys. So I even, you know, there are guys that are saying, can you write for me? You know, that was hard. Or there's some guys that when I write, because I write also, would say, nah, you know, you didn't do that. I'm just going to say that Ninja did that. You did not write that. So guys back then, they even believed that I wrote songs. They didn't believe that. So it was, everything was unbelievable. You know, they always thought a guy did this, or, you know, somebody made up a rap for me. No. You know, I didn't have any ghostwriter. I still don't.
Okay. All right, now, when did you start to actually take the entire process of making music serious?
Well, I had a challenge where we had to, it was a challenge on something called Loom. It's a website where we had to write a remix for Neil. And so I wrote a remix on the challenge. And he put two of my songs on his personal playlist. So that was a wonderful experience.
Wow. Being recognized by an established artist like Neo, that had to make you feel like really, really accomplished.
Yes. So he put two songs. Because I made about three songs for him, and he put two of the three songs on his personal playlist on Loom. Yeah. Oh, it did. It did, definitely.
Okay, now, I also, when I was doing my research, I noticed that you have a son that does music. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, actually, I have two sons that do music. I have two sons. And at one time, I was a momager. So he has performed at the Hard Rock Cafe. He has opened up for G Herbo, Robert Curry from Bad Boy Records. So he's been doing his thing.
All right, so you said at one point in time you were a momager. So that means now that you no longer manage them and you're concentrating on yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's my time. My time to try to do something for myself. Yes. And you know
what's interesting? All
right,
now, what's that?
Can I say a really quick story? Okay, like
yes.
I said, my idol was Roxanne Shanté, right? So
correct.
I went on Instagram, I wrote her, and I said, you know, you have Megan Thee Stallion, you have Cardi B, you know, they're young. I said, I think I'm too old to do it. She wrote me back and said, no, you're not. I was shocked. And on Instagram, she said, please believe it. She said, no, you're not. So that really inspired me. And that's coming from, you know, someone that I admire. And she didn't have to do that, take the time to write me back. So.
All right. You definitely sound super excited about it. Like, right now, what are you working on when it comes to your music?
Well, I'm trying to work on things. I write all kinds of styles, but I'm really trying to work on a lot of raps that have messages. Like to young girls, I have one saying to love yourself, so I'm working on that. I have one saying, I'm not no B, I'm a queen. You know, you not no nigga, you a king, you know? So I'm trying to, you know, do something different instead of pop it, twerk it, B. You know, all the curse words and women thinking the only thing they can do is just dance or strip or, you know, I'm just trying to put self-respect basically back in the black community, you know, African-American community. That's
all right, now, with that being said, like, how do you feel about the state of hip-hop, especially in 2021 when it comes to the ladies?
It's just basically the ladies are just sex symbols, basically. It's nobody is, you know, everything is just sexualized. That's everything. You know, the way they dress, all they talk about is popping it. All they talk about is twerking. They're using their body. They're not using their talents at all. And that's what I'm talking about. I don't want to be, you know, I want to have self-respect. Nobody really has self-respect for themselves. Not really. You know, so I just want to come in and go back to old school where you have self-respect. Like people like Queen Latifah, all of these women, you never saw, you know, them half-dressed. You know, so I'm trying to just bring it back to old school.
I definitely think that's definitely needed. It's definitely
right,
needed.
Right, Right. Think about for the little girls that's coming up. They're going to be like, oh, Cardi B used to dance. Oh, look at the way Megan Thee Stallion, look at the way she's dressing. You know? So that's the way they're going to think, you know, that, oh, I don't even have to go to school. All I got to do is go strip. You know what I mean? I can make more money than you, you know, to their parents. You know, so I'm just trying to change that way of thinking.
All right. Now, what was your son's reaction when you told him, look, y'all going to have to find a manager because mama finna do her own thing?
He said, you going to, what, you mama D? I said, no. You know, he says, oh, my, you know, you too old to do that. I said, no, as long as I'm breathing, I'm never too old. You're never too old, you know, as long as you are breathing. That's all I think, until my last breath, you know. So then I'm going to try to strive for what I believe in. You know, it's never too late.
All right, now, at this point, how is it or how have you been able to find beats to actually coincide with what you actually want to rap about?
Well, that's an interesting question. Because I have had a producer that worked with T-Pain. It was a producer that worked with T-Pain. And he wanted to work with me. The only problem is he sent me 4 contracts. I don't have an entertainment lawyer, you know, so I wasn't expecting, you know, the 4 contracts. And then when I asked him, I said, what's these contracts for? He would not explain them to me. You know, I just, and that, he just kept saying, I can't wait to see what you have. I can't wait to see what you have. So that was one. He was a Grammy Award producer, though. And then I had another one that wants to work with me. But, you know, I'm kind of skeptical because once you sign that contract, you put your signature, that's it. I had this independent label that wanted to work with me. It's just, you know, you just have to be careful. Like I said, once you sign, that's it. You're stuck, basically. So.
All right, now, but even being, with that being said, being noticed mm-hmm. by Grammy Award-winning producers, man, that got to make you feel like you're on the right track to getting to where you want to go.
Yes, I do. It does. I mean, I've been offered, you know, a lot of opportunities. I have. I went live on Rick Ross. It's not Rick Ross, the rapper, but the other Rick Ross. I was on his live. And that's an interesting story, too, with him on Instagram. That's an interesting story.
Tell me a little bit about it.
He said, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Freeway Ricky. That's his name.
Yes.
So... Yeah, so he called me on live. I wasn't ready. I know I should have been ready. I said my hair was not done. I did. So he was like, oh. I said, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to be ready. I was ready. He said you impressed me. He said, but you know what? Don't never miss a window opportunity. I said, you're right. You know, because I kind of blew him off. And you know, people probably were like, you blew him off, you know, Freeway Ricky off. The real Rick Ross. Yeah, so, but then I basically redeemed myself the next day. I did. So, but, you know, I just learned the lesson, basically. Be ready.
All right. Okay, so, now, having the experience as a momager, being able to, you know, guide your son's career, how beneficial is that for yourself?
That's very beneficial. Because all the things that I was teaching them, how to get things, how to talk to people, all those things that I use with them, I apply to myself. Where to find the promotions, where to find booking agents, you know, get in contact, basically. So I just apply it to myself, took what I use with them and was it applied it to myself.
Okay, all right.
And what's interesting,
now, go ahead.
What's interesting is now I've gotten emails saying that I want to open up for, I'm probably not going to pronounce it right, Money Bag Yo or NLE Chopper or Little TJ, you know, so I've gotten emails like that.
Since this is your passion and this is what you want to pursue, what do you want the fans to take from hearing your music?
Well, I want them, I have a lot of styles. I just don't have one style. but I want them to know that they can do anything that they want to. They're never limited, you know, to please believe in themselves. That's what I want. I want people, I have so many songs. I have songs of people that might feel because they don't look a certain way, you know, maybe they're overweight, you know, that they're not attractive, you know. So I have songs just for self to uplift, basically. I have some songs to uplift. Some songs are just, you know, maybe trap. So, but I just really try to uplift people. That's really what
okay.
I'm, you know. Yeah.
All right, now, let's talk a little bit about social media and the World Wide Web. How has social media and the World Wide Web affected how you market and promote yourself and get your music to people that you just can't reach out and touch in your car?
You said, how is it on the World Wide Web?
How has the World Wide Web affected how you market your music and yourself?
I think it's definitely more convenient. It's more convenient because you don't have to. You can be, you know, sitting at home in your pajamas and you can market. You know, you don't have to go and hit the street and pass out flyers like back in the day. You would have to do all that or knock on doors. You can just couple clicks, you know, just send your music. It's just convenient. It really is. So
all right, now,
I would say it could be much better.
All right, now, when it comes to the World Wide Web, how can people find you?
Okay, on Instagram, they can find me. My username is spelled K-I-I-O-N-Y-A.
Say it one more time. Kianya,
but it's K-I-I-O-N-Y-A.
Okay.
On
how
Instagram,
about other forms of social media?
I would say Twitter. I really don't use Twitter. That's really all I use. That's really all I use, to tell you the truth, is Instagram. That's
okay,
where I put a lot of my
up.
Songs. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what's next for you?
What's next for me is I might try to or I might want to stay independent, but I think I might shoot towards a record label.
Okay. All right. Now, I got a record that I'm about to play. Tell me the name of that record, what's the concept, and what it was like recording.
It's called I'd Be the Best, I'd Be the Baddest. The concept is, you know, you have to have self-confidence in yourself. You are the best. You are the baddest. You could do anything that you want to do. Like I said, just have that confidence and know that you are the itch. You know, and
right.
What was it like? It was a lot of fun, you know, and just hoping that I give that message to people that be the best that you can be the baddest.
All right. My last question. Do you still battle rap?
No, I don't battle rap, but I did write a challenge. For what the heck is the name? It was someone that was on Wild It Out. It was a challenge. But I don't battle rap anymore. I don't battle rap.
Could you think there's any way anybody could get you in that ring, or are you just letting it go?
I'm pretty much letting it go. You know, once you get to a certain age, you're not able to just go off the dome like you used to. Really not. So I'm just kind of just letting go.
All right. Well, look, do me one favor. One more time.
Yeah.
Let the people know how to find you on Instagram and introduce your song to the world.
Okay. You can find me. The username is K-I-I. So that's K-I-I-O-N-Y-A, Kianya. And song is entitled I'd Be the Best, I'd Be the Baddest.
All right. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. This is about somebody,
people hating, people wanting what you got, people wanting to be you, people watching you, they trying to do what you do, they trying to have what you have. That's right. That's what this is about. All right, so it's about somebody just hating. All right, so listen, y'all. Okay, listen. I got the life you wish you had. Fendi, Prada, Diamond 3, Birkin bag, the Rolls, and my Carmelo Jack. If I want it, I get it. It's that simple. Wallet so thick, about to pop like a pimple. My dollars have more creases than a dimple. If you try to gank me, slug to the temple. You have to be local in the brain, mental. Just keep pushing that raggedy ass rental. I be the best, I be the best. Ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. I be the best, be the best. Ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. I be the baddest, I be the best. Ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. I be the baddest, I be the best. Ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. Keep moving that way to the left, a one to the chest. I'm trying to get this money, I'm getting to the bag. What time to deal with souls, I'm getting another jag. Oh, you mad? You can't do what I do, how I do what I do. You rockin' Payless, me Jimmy Choo. You rockin' last season, me new. You got one in bank account, me a few. I'm a hustler, I'm gonna make it do what it do. I be the best, I be the best. Ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. I be the best, I be the best. Ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. I be the baddest, I be the best. Ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. I be the baddest, I be the best. Ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. I be the baddest, I be the best. Cause ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. I be the baddest, I be the best. Ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. Woo, I got the life you wish you had. Fendi, Prada, Diamond 3, Birkin bag, a Rolls, and my Carmelo Jack. If I want it, I get it. It's that simple. Wallet so thick, about to pop like a pimple. My dollars have more creases than a dimple. If you try to gank me, slug to the temple. You have to be local in the brain, mental. Just keep pushing that raggedy ass rental. I be the best, I be the best. Ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. I be the baddest, I be the best. Ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. I be the baddest, I be the best. Ain't nobody got nothing on me different than the rest. I be the baddest, I be the best.